By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to Rise and Shine. Welcome back to our morning show. As usual, let's begin our week by listening to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, inshallah, Azzawajal, first let's listen to the Naat Sharif and then we shall come to our topic of Sadaqah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina salli ala Muhammad salli ala shafiyyina salli محمد صلی اللہ آمد مصطفیٰ ہوئی کفر ربا ہو گئے
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now today we shall be speaking about sadaqah. Now remember, sadaqah, well firstly my dear viewers, sadaqah itself is diverse, it is general, it is generic, it has so many meanings to it. You know, just being kind to somebody, this itself is sadaqah. Feeding somebody, giving somebody food is sadaqah. Smiling at somebody is sadaqah. Feeding your own wife and kids is sadaqah, my dear viewers. Forbidding evil and spreading goodness, this too is sadaqah. So firstly, sadaqah itself is a broad term, my dear viewers. But the sadaqah I shall be speaking about is to part with those things which you love. Yes, because we are living in a time of the viewers where our sadaqah, where we give, and when we do give, we give the leftovers, or we give a little amount, or we don't give wholeheartedly. I don't wish to speak about this, my dear viewers. You know, generally, whenever we, if you were to give, if you were to buy many clothes, you know, nowadays we buy so much clothes, we don't want to wear clothes so many times. There's a little hole in our clothes. Yes, there's a hole in our clothes. And sadly, yes, this is how it is. I may be the same, my dear viewers. Where we may have a hole in our clothes and we do not patch that. Sadly, we do not patch that. But what do, my dear viewers? Is we'll throw it away. And we will never wear clothes. Although nowadays, you know, this is becoming a design. But if it's not a design, then there's a problem with it. A single hole in our clothes will throw the entire cloth away, my dear viewers. And what do? Those clothes, they will accumulate. They come together. When they become too much, we'll put it in a black bag. And then what do? We say, oh, let's give some charity. Let's go give it in the masjid. Let's put it in the box. And you know, we're giving charity. This is a form of charity. Yes, it is. It could be a form of charity, my dear viewers. You know, make good intentions. Yes, do it. Brilliant. But really, is that all we have to give, my dear viewers? When we're going to a restaurant, and you know, when we are going to a restaurant, we feel so generous. You know, I'll treat everyone. I want to treat all my friends today. We'll pull out notes and we'll say, here, that's it. It's on me. It's fine, no problem, it's on me. But when it comes to giving to the masjid, we do not look for our notes, but rather we just see, have I got any change? Oh, I don't have no change. Inshallah, next time I'll give it. My dear viewers, really, inshallah, today we shall be hearing about the benefits, the virtues of giving sadaqah. The virtues of giving sadaqah, because there are so many blessings in giving sadaqah. And those people, you know, it said, it's mentioned that sadaqah, it lengthens a person's life. That sadaqah, it removes hardships befalling a person. It closes 70 doors of difficulties, of evils, my dear viewers. When a person gives sadaqah, he is showered with blessings. Now, it's mentioned that once Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a father, the father of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that there was a man sitting by him, and the angel of death comes, or somebody comes and begins to stare at this man. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam then asks the angels that, what was the reason you were staring at one of my companions? Why were you staring at my companion? And the angel of death says, because after 3 days, I've been ordered to take his soul after 3 days. I shall be taking his soul after 3 days. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam did not tell his companion. He did not tell his companion that, you know, you're going to die in 3 days. No, he remained silent. Some days later, more than 3 days later, he comes across the same person. That same companion, he sees him and he's amazed that the angel of death told me that the angel of death has been ordered to take this man's soul after 3 days. This man is still here? There must be something wrong, he's thinking. So he asks the angel of death, you said you were going to take this person's soul after 3 days. Yeah, I'm still seeing the person walking around. And the angel of death says to him, he says, oh Prophet, I had been ordered to take his soul after 3 days. But then what happened? He gave 20 dirhams or so, he gave, you know, 20 coins to somebody as charity. And for each and every single coin he gave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prolonged his life for 1 year. So I was supposed to take his soul after 3 days, but no, because he has given charity, his life is now prolonged by 20 years, then I will take his soul after 20 years or so. But dear viewers of Madani Channels, a beautiful lesson can be learned from this. A beautiful, beautiful lesson. What is this lesson? That charity increases a person's life, his duration of life. Charity increases a person's life. Everybody wishes to live long. This is one reason why you should give charity. Because by you giving charity, inshallah, it shall increase your life. It shall increase your lifespan, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. The duration you are alive will be increased, inshallah, by you giving charity. And the beautiful thing about charity is a person doesn't have to, you know, it's said that the person who, you know, one of those individuals who have been stated, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that there are seven people who shall be granted the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there is no shade. There are seven people who shall be granted the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when there is no shade, on the day of judgment. There shall be no shade other than the shade of the throne. And seven types of people will be granted the shade. From amongst those seven, one is that person who gives and his left hand is not aware of what his right hand gives. Now this is very, very important. Meaning he gives in secrecy. He gives in secrecy, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. He doesn't try to expose it. He doesn't try to share it with everybody. Try to tell everybody, oh yes, you know, I gave sadaqah. Oh yes, I gave him this much money. I gave this masjid this much money. And sometimes we tell the imam, please, you know, announce it in the masjid. Do dua. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. There was such a person and just given £5. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when you give, you should give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Expecting reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if not, then a time will come on the day of judgment when you are expecting to be rewarded. And you say to Allah that, Ya Allah, I gave, you know, this much sadaqah, where is my reward? Allah will say, go get your reward from those people for whom you did it. For those people for whom you did it, from those people, go take your reward from them. Nobody is going to give you anything. Whatever we do, our actions should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been stated that once an individual by the name of Habibi Ajami in Basra, that a person from Khurasan came to him, he left with him in his trust 10,000 dirhams. And he said that, with this 10,000 dirhams, please purchase a house for me. I am going to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah. I will perform my, you know, my Umrah, my Hajj possibly, whatever it may have been. And when I return, I will come and live in the house. So this Habibi Ajami, he was a great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He took those 10,000 dirhams in his trust. And then a famine came upon the people. A famine came upon the area, the city possibly. And what did he do with that money, those 10,000 dirhams? He bought flour, he bought possibly wheat, some sort of food. And he shared it, he distributed it amongst all of the people. So those people who were suffering from the famine, he purchased all this food and he gave it to them, gave them food to eat. When that person comes back, he asked, you know, the person, his people, his disciples, they asked, they say, look, that person gave you this money for you to purchase a house and you spent it on the people without his permission. He replies that I did purchase a house for him. I purchased a house for him in Jannah. And it is such a house which it has beautiful gardens, streams of water passing through, beautiful green trees. And this is what he says to that person when he returns. You know, he says, where's my house? He says, I have purchased such a house for you. I have purchased a house for you. It is such a house which is beautiful, it's magnificent. It has beautiful, lushing green gardens with streams of water flowing through, with, you know, beautiful greenery, trees, plants. And he says, wow, you bought such a beautiful house for me? He says, where is this house? I wish to go see this house. Let's go. He says, this house I've purchased for you is in Jannah. I have purchased for you a house in Jannah. That person was a true disciple. And he said, you know, that subhanAllah. And he was satisfied with this. He goes home and he tells his wife also. He says to her, look, Hazrat Habiba Ajim, he has told me that he has purchased a house for me in Jannah with that money I gave him. So she says, wow, mashallah, that's brilliant. But she says, why don't you take it from him in writing? So he goes and approaches Hazrat Habib Ajmi radhiyallahu an, and he says that, you know, mashallah, what you've done, you know, thank you, alhamdulillah. You know, he's excited, but he says, can you please give me assurance? Can you please write it for me on a piece of paper? So he writes this. It begins with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He begins to mention, you know, that I have purchased a house in Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it is up to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether he accepts my word and he accepts this or not. And then he gives it to him. And that person says that when I die, then please place this in my grave. When he dies, it is placed in his grave. He is buried along with this. The next day, when the people come to visit his grave, it's said that they see a piece of parchment, possibly. A piece of parchment, there's a letter there. And they open the letter and they see what the letter is. And in the letter it states that this purchase, which was this house which was purchased by Hazrat Habib Ajmi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for such and such person, that person has been granted the house. My dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah, now what we must learn from this is that this individual, although his initial incentive, his initial intention was not to feed the people and to give sadaqah like this, no, it wasn't, my dear viewers, but yet he was rewarded with a house in Jannah. You know, we could call it a palace, my dear viewers. Although he did not initially intend that, but he was given the option. If you accept it, fine. If you don't accept it, I will return you your money. He was given this option. If he wasn't satisfied, if he wasn't happy, if he complained and said, no, I'd rather prefer that 10,000 pounds, give me that back, please. Then that person said, he says, if he wants his money, I will give him the money. Or he can have a house in paradise. And he was a, subhanAllah, a true believer. And he said that, yes, you know, I'll take the house in paradise. He did not request for his money to be given back. But he was satisfied with his money being given as charity to feed the poor people. We are living in an age where zakat is not given properly. If it was to be given properly, then undoubtedly there would not be any poor people, as alhamdulillah, during the time of Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, we find this, that the zakat which was taken from the Muslims, and this system, it's a beautiful system, my dear viewers. It is taken from the rich and the money is distributed amongst the poor, 2.5%. And it was such that he sent the people to go and give this money to the poor, and they went and they traveled. They travel amongst all the people, but they did not find anybody who was poor. No, my dear viewers. They did not find anybody who was poor. What is the reason for this? This is because the zakat was given properly. We should try to give our zakat, my dear viewers. Remember, we give zakat once a year, but this is not once in a Gregorian calendar year. No. It is once in an Islamic year, Madhya Vyuzam. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine each and every single day. We have a reminder. Let's take a look at today's reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My sweet Islamic brothers, let's look at enmity and hatred within the heart for another Muslim brother. My sweet Islamic brothers, having enmity and hatred or rancor in the heart or jealousy for another Muslim brother is a way to go towards hell. My sweet Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives you everything. He gave you life. He gave you your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose, your throat, your whole body, and even everything that goes on within the body. It is the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. But yet, as human beings, we are not satisfied with what Allah has given us. We still want more. My sweet Islamic brothers, when a brother is doing something good for the deen, people are there to ridicule him for no reason. Is this because of enmity, hatred, jealousy, rancor in the heart? Actually, what is this? Remember, it is the whispers of shaitan within your ear that make you do these things. But my sweet Islamic brothers, we have to remember is that we have to beat shaitan. It is really, really, really important that we take away this enmity and hatred from our hearts. How can we do this? One way for doing this is whenever we see our brother doing something good, we say, may Allah make you more steadfast. May Allah look after you. May Allah look after your family. This way, the rancor within our heart, the rust within our heart, will be, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, finished. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, that was our daily reminder, my dear viewers of the channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you're watching Rise and Shine. We're speaking about sadaqah, giving charity. And remember, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that when we give charity, it does not decrease our wealth. It does not decrease our wealth. And one proof for this is generally, if even you yourself are to consider this, that, you know, majority of the people, many people must give sadaqah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. But they would realize, or let's just take the example of zakat, that zakat is given once a year. You will give zakat once, and the second year, when again zakat is necessary upon you, then the second year you'll also give zakat. But if you were to compare the amount of zakat you gave the first year, then how much you gave the second year, you'll realize the second year you gave more. The third year you gave even more. Fourth year you gave even more. Why? Because zakat is giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not decrease our wealth. It brings about blessings in our wealth. It brings about barakah in our wealth. It increases our wealth. The hadith Qudsi where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O my people, deposit your wealth with me. It will not burn, it will not drown, it will not decrease. Meaning whenever we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if we are depositing it. You know, like we have a bank account and we place money in there and we'll add more money and we, you know, this is our savings. We have no guarantee we'll be able to, you know, gain access to that money. We have no guarantee we'll live long enough to spend that money. When we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are depositing our money in the mercy, in the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, whatever we have given, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall reward us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran that those people who give qarzi hasana. Now here, some people may also think that why is the word qarz being used? Why was the word qard? Why was the word qard used? Whereas qarz we generally know as is qarz is a loan. If you give somebody qarz, a loan, then this is you are borrowing some money, you are lending some money, and you will be taking that money back. And the scholars, they state that the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran, the word qard, loan, give qard hasana to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason this word is used, because whenever you borrow somebody money, whenever you lend any money to anybody, you will only give it when you are certain that this person will give it back. If you are unsure, then you will not borrow that person money. So it has been said that here the word qard has been used because you must be certain that when you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. And His reward will not be in harmony with what you have given, but rather it shall be in accordance to His rahmat, His mercy, my dear viewers, which has no bounds, which has no limits. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you, then He rewards you with much more. Imagine that person who He gave for every one coin He gave, for every one possibly dirham if it was, that He gave, his lifespan was increased by 1 year. This is a huge amount, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. This should be a regular habit of ours to give sadaqah, because there are so many benefits in giving sadaqah. Also by giving sadaqah, your sins are wiped away, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Make it a habit of yours. Every single day, if possible, give sadaqah. Otherwise, once a week, and I would say preferably on a Friday, give sadaqah on a Friday. Because when you're going to do a good action on a Friday, then that action is also multiplied. Yes, my dear viewers on the channel, let's turn to our daily hadith sharif. And after our daily hadith sharif, we shall go to our final segment, which is health is wealth. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, today's daily hadith is about a great attribute, a great quality, which is sabr, which is patience. This is something which everybody does have, some more than others. Patience brings about a lot of blessings to its observer. More specifically, today's daily hadith is about the best time to carry out patience. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ إِنَّ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. No doubt, it is easily understandable that true patience is to remain calm during the first strike of any calamity or any problem that befalls us. So the lead up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying this was as they were passing by a woman who was weeping beside the grave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Ittaqillah wasbiri." Be mindful of Allah and be patient. To which the woman who did not recognize Rasulullah, she said, "Go away, for you have not been afflicted like the calamity I have been afflicted with." When later she was told that this is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she went to their home to apologize and to explain that she had not recognized them. To which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Innama sabru inda sadmatil ula," that patience is at the first stroke of the calamity. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is something for us to reflect upon. How do we react when a calamity, a problem, a illness falls upon us? Do we start complaining? Do we start whining? Do we really put aside all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? that He has bestowed upon us, and many of them blessings that we have not even asked for? Or do we manage to control our emotions and attain the blessings and the reward of sabr? Indeed, viewers of Madani Channel, patience is an extremely rewarding and a comprehensive virtue in Islam itself. It is a light, a nur that develops in the heart of a believer. We should try to develop this skill. No doubt it is a difficult and a testing task, because in the heat of the moment, we tend to lose patience. But we can aid ourselves by reminding ourselves and pondering over the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient people. And then we also have the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those who try to be patient: مَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ وَمَا أُعْتِيَ أَحَدٌ أَطَاءً هُوَ خَيْرٌ وَأَوْسَأُ مِنَ الصَّبَرْ, that whoever tries to be patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him patience, and there is no better gift than the gift of patience. So the term patience itself is very broad. It can apply to many things. Patience in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, patience in fulfilling the rights of the people, patience in avoiding sins and in carrying out disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is patience with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By practicing patience in all these aspects, we can to some extent guarantee and assure ourselves from loss, not only in this world but also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this great ni'mah, this great trait of patience. Ameen, bijahi an-nabi al-ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azzajal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now inshallah azzajal, today we shall be joined by mashallah our Shahrukh bhai from Pakistan, who shall be joining us inshallah azzajal. We shall hear some words for him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
The topic for today, inshallah azzajal, we're speaking about sadaqah. Firstly, mashallah, I've just seen you on screen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Jazakallahu khairah for taking time out and joining us.
Ameen.
Sadaqah, Shahrukh bhai, where would you like to begin?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-mursaleen. Ma ba'd fa'uzu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Shahbaz bhai, thanks for getting me online on the chat. And alhamdulillah, the topic is really terrific. And you guys have been talking too much, mashallah. What should I say now on that? But inshallah, I will play my part in it and get reward from the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshallah. Shahbaz bhai, normally we humans always complain about calamities and troubles in our life. And every one of us wants to get rid of these troubles. Let me tell you, sadaqa is the best way to get rid of troubles in our life. I've heard many people saying that we have given our zakat and we have given our sadaqa by calculating it on all the wealth. And we really should appreciate them that they have given their full zakat and full sadaqah and everything. Here I would like to mention one riwayat. It is a reference from riwayat. I would like to summarize it. I'm not going to tell you word to word. Do not spend everything by counting, else Almighty will also give you counted. We should not spend in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by counting penny by penny, dollar by dollar, or real or rupee, anything, any currency we have. We should spend countless, because just imagine a person who is paying around 1 million of zakat. So Allah has made him capable of paying that huge amount. So we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal that He has given us such a huge amount that we are able to pay in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Normally, we humans are really unthankful, always complaining about the troubles in our life. Have we ever thanked Allah Azza wa Jal what He has given us in this life? His blessings, countless blessings, alhamdulillah. Sadaqah is the best way to get rid of the problems you are facing in your life. And alhamdulillah, the best way is your Dawat-e-Islami. Spent for Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami is alhamdulillah operating thousands of Madrasatul Madina and hundreds of Jamiatul Madina, the university for being scholars, where alhamdulillah Islamic brothers get scholarship and they study the Islamic studies from the basic level to the advanced level. So it's the best way to spend in this line, in this path. So I will encourage our viewers who are watching this transmission, they should, you should give your zakat, your sadaqas. Don't count it. Allah has given you, so spend in His way. Spend on the way the Dawat Islami is working on. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed with the countless blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the wealth you have, inshallah, it will multiply. It will double, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Countless, inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah khairah, Sharukh bhai. And I think that you pointed out one topic, but that was a very, very important, mashallah. You hit the nail on the head, Sharukh bhai. Why, what do we do? We count whatever we give. Whenever it comes to spending elsewhere, if we are to spend on, for example, weddings nowadays, the amount we spend, you know, we don't even think we're just spending. Yeah, I want every little thing to be perfect. I don't care about giving extra money. But when it comes to giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let me just take my money and let me just count. Let me just count years, 1, 2 years, that's enough, I'll put the rest back. But dear viewers, do not count when giving in the court, or do not count when giving towards the cause of religion, alhamdulillah, when giving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon the reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with ample reward, inshallah. Now today is all about the health, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let's go to our last and final segment. Health is wealth. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching program Rise and Shine and segment is Health is Wealth. Alhamdulillah, we're back with another beautiful segment of health tips. Dr. Shehzad Hussain Ashrafi is with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dr. Shehzad, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much for giving once again your precious time to us. In the last segment, we were talking about atrial fibrillation. So I would like to just pose you first the question. We've talked about a bit of the causes and how is the mechanism works to this problem and how is it linked to stroke. But today in specific, I would like to ask about the treatment and what help is available, how can we avoid and what treatment is available in this regard.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So very briefly, I would like to talk 1 minute so viewers remember. As a catch-up. Atrial fibrillation is irregular heartbeat, one specific type of irregular heartbeat. You can try to find, you cannot diagnose, but you can raise a suspicion by just doing a pulse check. And by doing a pulse check, if there is an irregular rhythm, then you should consult your doctor, and your doctor will take it further. Because it causes a stasis in the heart, and it increases blood clot formation inside the heart, thus that clot can cause a stroke. So that's how it is linked with the heart atrial fibrillation condition causing a stroke. Now, once you have a diagnosis, so briefly about diagnosis, sometimes a single strip of ECG you are able to pick up that this patient has an atrial fibrillation and be diagnosed. Sometimes, as it is paroxysmal, sometimes it doesn't always be present. We can hit and miss. So longer recording, maybe a 24-hour recording, so there'll be machine put on your chest, you go home, and that records for whole 24 hours.
Okay.
Or sometimes even longer, up to 5 to 7 days of recording is required to diagnose this condition, so which will be done in a specialist center. Now you have a diagnosis of atrial fibrillation. There are certain treatments which can help in cure, but again, those treatments have not been 100% success rate. So there are some procedures done to the heart. What we try to do is we try to repair the scar formation inside the heart, which is causing this oozing out of electricity, thus causing atrial fibrillation. But we all sort of have perceived, and the guidelines and the researchers have sort of accepted to a degree, that even then the long-term monitoring, cautious monitoring is required. Okay. In these situations. So treating the atrial fibrillation is very difficult, but treating the cause complications or what the diseases which are caused by atrial fibrillation are not that difficult.
Okay.
So now I'll go back to an analogy that, okay, forget it, we can't treat the atrial fibrillation. Let's suppose we can't.
Okay.
Now, what is causing the stroke is a blood clot formation inside the heart.
Right.
We can certainly prevent that happening.
Yeah.
So now there comes in the blood thinners. What we do is we thin the blood to a degree that it reduces chances of clot formation inside the heart. There is no clot formation inside the heart. The clot can't go to anywhere, and thus we prevent the stroke. Okay. Now, these blood thinners are previously, in previous time, it was called warfarin. So warfarin was a tablet for a long, long time, for decades, we used to use to the patients who have atrial fibrillation. But nowadays, other than warfarin, there are other type of tablets, we call it the direct oral anticoagulants, are also available. But this is a matter of a
special. Are they available over the counter, or you have to take prescription?
So the medications are very specialized, and they will have to be prescribed by a doctor.
Okay.
So they are not available, and I would highly recommend of not starting any tablet by yourself without consulting a doctor.
Yeah.
Because that could be dangerous.
Well, the reason I asked, because there are certain tablets which are available over the counter.
Yes.
So it was important for the information.
Yes. So even then, when you, my advice to the viewers, that even the medications which are available on the counter,
so you
please
should
read the label.
Definitely.
Because there might be some conditions which you have, you that tablet might not be suitable.
Right.
So it's always better to be check with the, at least the pharmacist.
And avoid self-medication.
Rather than just going and taking any random medication. That's very important.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
So these are the blood thinners, and what happens is this reduces statistically about 2/3 of a risk of a stroke. So when somebody taking those tablets, they are less likely to have a stroke than they would not have taken a tablet.
Okay.
Now, they are very powerful blood thinners, so we have to be careful when we take them.
Okay.
Now, when we start taking blood thinners, first of all, it's important that the patients often are older, so they're elderly. They may have other comorbidity. Their kidney functions may not be as normal as it should be. Those things will be managed by specialists, but as a patient, you should look after your body as well, because you are taking medication that have an effect on the body overall. Now, they are powerful blood thinners, so that makes you prone to bleed. So the commonest thing it could happen is when you cut yourself, you are likely to bleed longer than you would normally bleed.
Right.
If you bruise yourself, the bruises will be bigger than normally bleed. Sometimes that increases bleeding from, say, somebody has an epistaxis, a nosebleed, their frequency could go up. If you have these minor things, my advice is do not stop this tablet, because sometime the time when you stop this tablet, that is actually as the highest risk of having a stroke. Mm-hmm. So one who is not taking tablet at all versus somebody who was taking and stopped the tablet, this person had higher risk in, for a certain time than somebody who was never taking the tablet. So that's important, that do not stop the tablet without consulting the doctor. Other thing is be vigilant about when you are taking this tablet. So there are certain tablets which comes with some food interaction. So for example, warfarin, if somebody taking warfarin, cranberry juice, for example, it is very rich in vitamin K. They should avoid cranberry juice when they are taking warfarin. Antibiotics, when you have an infection and you're taking this tablet, certain type of antibiotic has some effects with this tablet. Okay. So please let the team know that you are taking this tablet. So they take care of you in different ways. They monitor you closely and they look after you from that point of view as well. So that's why the medication is also important. And the third and most important thing I would like to say is falling over. So multiple injuries, if somebody's old, have to be cautious when they're walking, mm-hmm. how they're walking. The lesser the chance of fall and sustain a head injury, the lesser the chance of having complications or complications by, because it can bleed anywhere. Right. If you're on a blood thinner, so anything which could minimize your bleeding risk, that should be considered.
MashaAllah. Doctor, the time has, I think, finished probably. Just would like to recap. We've been talking about the stroke and we've been talking about different main leading causes. And atrial fibrillation is one of the main leading causes of stroke, blood clot. And you also told that 40 to 45% of the patients,
roughly,
they are linked with this sort of cause. So definitely it's very important, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in this very short span of time, we've given you a bit of information, a bit of awareness for your interest and information. But hopefully, inshallah, you can read more about it on NHS websites about it, and you can gain more information. Inshallah, Zawadil, we'll come back with another interesting and informative episode of Health is Wealth. Keep watching Rise and Shine, Madani Channel. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. You are watching Rise and Shine. Now, alhamdulillah, we still do have our Shahrukh with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless my dear viewers. Jazakallahu khaira also to our respected Shahrukh bhai for joining us today, for taking out his time. Now, sadly, my dear viewers of the channel, we have come to a close. But first, inshallah, let's listen to some words from our respected Shahrukh bhai.
Jazakallahu khaira. Shabazz bhai, I have a little advice for our viewers. Normally, from our Tawizat department, which is dedicated for the cure of problems they receive from different countries, mostly from UK, Europe, and America and African countries, we have calls that they have so much issues. They ask for a Ruhani Ilaj, they ask for different wazifs. One thing I need to advise them that giving sadqa on the daily basis, we are not asking for a huge amount of sadqa. At least you should give a penny a day. Every morning before leaving your house, you should give a penny sadqa, at least a penny, a little lowest amount in your currency. You can pay as a sadqa. You can get the home-based sadqa boxes from Maktabatul Madina, and you can manage that account in your home like kids do. They have a little bear or anything like that. They gather money in it. So you can get that box from Maktabatul Madina, and you can gather that sadqa at your home, and when it's full, then you can pay off to Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. Literally, I've experienced it myself. Doing this activity on the daily basis keeps you away from many problems, many troubles. So, and one more thing we have, alhamdulillah, IT department of Dawat Islami has developed an application for your mobile. You can just download it and you can pay your sadaqah on the daily basis online by just clicking on the app and putting your account information in it. It is a donation application of Dawat Islami, and that's more convenient and more easy to use, especially the people living in UK, because it's time for online work, so it's more convenient. You can use that application and pay sadaqah on the daily basis. Inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will save you from many calamities and many troubles in your daily life, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for joining us. My dear viewers, of inshallah, now undoubtedly there are many benefits in giving sadaqah. I was not aware of the application. Inshallah, I intend to download. Now, mashallah, Sharuk Bhai was being easy. He was saying just a penny. But if it was a penny, it's nothing. I would say just, you know, 50 pence, a pound, you know, every single day. It's something which we lose. That's how much, you know, we are not really bothered about such less money. But when you do add it and add it each and every single day, you'll add another one and another one. Then by the end of the month, my dear viewers, it does amount to a lot of money. And inshallah, that shall benefit you hugely, inshallah, in the akhirah. That's all for now. We shall see you again. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.